Brothers and sisters, this is the third session of correcting wrong answers. A wrong answer refers to the sins and evil we must cast off. It also refers to cases where we apply the truth in self-centered ways and as a result cannot reach the goodness, love, and truth that God desires. Let's say you meet a problem and you solve the problem in your own way, then you will write the wrong answer, not the right one. But if you solve the problem in the truth, even though it is not comfortable for you, then you can find the answer in God. And remember the book of Job. Each person spoke in such self-centered way. What about Job? He was going through trouble. He claimed that he had no fault. He led an upright life. He helped the people. He feared God. And he said, why did God punish a person like me? He met a problem, but he solved the problem in a self-centered way. So he kept writing wrong answers. So his trials were prolonged, and God ultimately showed up, and God wisely explained everything, and so Job, as God gave explanation, Job said amen, and Job admitted his fault, and then solved the problem again, and he were able to please God. And also Elihu also showed up, one of his friends. He was a young man, and what he said was that Job was suffering trouble because it's a punishment from God. God rebukes a person who is sinful. He doesn't rebuke a person who is not sinful. This is true, actually, but a person goes through trials and tribulations because of a sin, but we cannot just apply that one formula into a problem. There are also other formula, like there are other situations, like even though you don't have a sin, God may give you trial and make you into a more God-pleasing person. And in other cases, even though you haven't committed a sin, you still have evil deep in your heart, in the depth of your heart, that has been lying dormant in your heart. So God had it revealed so that the evil is revealed and discovered and cast off. Basically, even if you don't commit sins in action, but God, in order to make you more perfect, God may allow your trials, God may allow your trouble. There's this kind of formula. This is kind of an exceptional formula. But Elihu didn't consider this at all. He only saw the one aspect of the truth. He had a narrow vessel, and he fit God into his own way of thinking. So he condemned Job. When you see some incident, when you evaluate something, if you don't solve the problem in the truth, you cannot know God's heart, and you end up giving wrong answers only. How regrettable this is. Even if you have to... I'm talking about the cases where... Even so, there are people who insist on their self-righteousness so they cannot receive answers and blessings, and he is stagnant in his life of faith. They may wonder, I am not receiving answers, I am not growing spiritually. As we spent 2025, and people have confessed that they have recovered the first love, and they have received answers and blessings. I heard many of such. But if you don't have such cases, if you don't have such testimonies, if you don't have any joyful moments as you look back on this year, this is a big problem. One of the students wrote me a letter. He said, as I think about this year, the happiest moment was that I visited the Gethsemane prayer house, and he said, so what is your happiest moment? He asked me as the senior pastor, and he, that's, I look back on the year, I thought about how the happiest, I cannot name one thing, name one happiest moment. This student may have his own happiest moment, but for me, I have many such moments. I had many meetings at the Gethsemane prayer house. We had church events. I was always happy, so it was difficult to name just one. And I thought, how many days I was very happy? How many days I experienced? I had a moment to give thanks again to God. Please ask yourself, what is the happiest moment during the year? How many happy days do you have during the year? Please ask yourself this question. Did you have many happy moments? Or do you not remember any happy moments? Then it could... If you have many joyful moments, if you have many happy moments, that means you are living a spirit-filled moment and you are doing a good job. But if you have many distressful moments, this is also something you have to look back on. What kind of wrong answers did you give? If you still have misery or difficult moments going on, that means you are not giving the right answer. I hope you quickly write the right answer. However, even if we discover sins and evil and desire to cast them off, so we have to focus on the wrong answers. They are not often easily removed. At such times, we must not be discouraged but strive harder. When a student finds a difficult problem, he has to try to solve it repeatedly until the formula becomes his own. Then he can give the right answer. Likewise, we have to accurately find our faults, meditate on them, and make specific and detailed efforts to cast them off. This is what correcting wrong answers means. In the last session, we learned that when there are evident deeds of the flesh or a big wall of sin, we must repent with all our heart and also discover and cast off the sinful natures deeply rooted inside. If we merely guard ourselves not to sin again, we can still commit the same sin at any time. Because the sinful natures remain in our heart, because evil still remains in our heart, and those sinful natures and even if you stop doing things in action, but you still have sinful natures remaining inside of you, that's why when a situation comes, you may commit sin again. That's why you have to fundamentally circumcise your heart. This is how you correct the wrong answers well. You shouldn't just stop at discovering your sins and evil, but you have to discover in detail how they are revealed, how you may have many kinds of evil, but some specific sin may be the most evident, and you have to discover that. And but self-reflection is the process of correcting wrong answers. The word and play a crucial role in self-reflection. When we have the word as a standard, we can get the right answer. And when we pray, holding on to the word, the Holy Spirit reminds us of even the errors we haven't recognized so we can find the right answer, feeding God's heart. As we have to think with the standard of the truth. Otherwise, we may have more fleshly thoughts. Some people have deep thinking, and he meditates a lot. But he's very dark. He's always negative. He has his own fleshly thoughts. He doesn't have the operations of soul in the spirit. But self-reflection means to think about things in the truth with the Holy Spirit, and correcting wrong answers has to be done based on the Word of God. Then we can give the right answer. Such self-reflection, you have to practice it. You have to hold on to the Word, pray, and do you have to also practice it? I mean, even if you try to think in the truth, you fail. Even if you know that you have to think in the truth, I mean, you have to repeat, literally practice, and you have to check whether you have prayed with idle thoughts, you have prayed wholeheartedly, whether you have power to pray. You need such practice. As you train yourself that way, you can this too requires a continual practice. If the truth is not in us, when we reflect on a problem, we are bound to have fleshly, self-centered thoughts and give a wrong answer. But as we listen to the word and pray, we can reflect and think of the truth, goodness, and love. Yesterday, we may have thought the problem was another person's fault, yet after praying today, we may realize it was our own. Even though we cannot reflect perfectly in the truth right now, as we pile up unceasing prayers and continually arm ourselves with the word, we can eventually reflect in God-pleasing way. So I challenge you to keep practicing. When someone bothers you, I hope you give the right answer right away, so that I hope that the Holy Spirit controls you entirely. It will be good, but I mean, you know, Father God gave us the free will, and so you have to control your thoughts, and you have to be in the habit of thinking in the truth. You have to practice about some matters. About some matter, your thought may be different from 6 months ago and now. For example, like some event 5 years ago, at the time you're irritated, you're uncomfortable, but as you now look back on yourself, you don't understand why you acted that way, why you thought that way. That means you have become a man of truth. But this is many people without the word of truth, I mean, even church Christians, even when they think about the, they look at the worldly people, once they are hurt, they remember how they were hurt again and again, and they keep agonizing themselves. This is frustrating. So if you have done so, this is evil. Let's say someone harassed you, bothered you, and you suffer a loss. You may think you... these things, and once you become the man of truth and listen to the word, but this is not a man of truth. You may have someone may have caused you great harm, but how could you forgive them? You cannot forgive because you have received forgiveness. We have been forgiven by the precious love, blood of the Lord. We have been forgiven for free. You are not forgiven for your money. You are, and by His precious blood, you are destined for death and destined for hell, but God saves you. How tremendous this is grace. But how could you not forgive? Even if you don't understand something, even if another person did evil to you, even if you feel so upset, everything melt down by the love of the Lord. As you solve your problems that way, you can only give right answer, and you will receive compliment from God, and you will receive whatever they... I am... As you listen to this explanation, you may think that this is so demanding. But all this is for you, so that you can become pure and receive love from God and grow drastically in the Spirit. But growth of faith does not happen automatically. As you cast the self sins and evil, you have... I hope that this message will guide you clearly in your journey of faith. And once we discover deep-rooted sinful natures and forms of people by reflecting on our sins and with the Word of God, we must pray continually until they are completely cast off. Both the ability to find our wrong answers well and the ability to write answers into truth come through the Word and prayer. In some cases, you receive a great awakening. You, as you listen to the Word, you shed tears and you receive grace, and you say that you are so blessed by the message because you... this is... And I personally ask that when I prepare the message, I never listen to some personal affairs and put it in my sermon. I hardly don't meet many people except for my secretary. When I go out and buy, I hardly meet people. I don't talk about people's personal affair. And when I meet Pastor Mi Kyung Lee, I have a short conversation. And when these people don't tell me that some church member complains, they never talk about this to me. No way. Pastor Mi Kyung Lee wouldn't talk about that to me. And Pastor Mi Kyung Lee, And when people I never hear such things like I never hear personal affairs of a church member and put it in my sermon. It's not true. But as you listen to the message, you may think that, oh, this message is about me. Then this is the Holy Spirit speaking to you as I prepare the message. I don't like, oh, I'm writing this sermon so that this church worker, this church member would hear. I also remember how I cast off evil and sins. So as I prepare sermons, and I also remember, and I I don't specifically but you may think that, oh, this is a message about me. This is like she talking about me. Then the Holy Spirit is clearly speaking to you. This is considered as grace. Then you have to offer a lot of thanksgiving offering, saying that, Father God, thank you for giving me many awakenings. And church members say that to me when I, so I'm very thankful, even though I cannot look at each person, church member's life, even though I am Father God, and the Holy Spirit works in that way so that they can have an awakening. But do you feel hurt? No, you have to accept it with gratitude and change yourself quickly. Once you, it's God's grace that you can discover your wrong answer. You shouldn't solve the problem just once or twice, because they have become your habit. You have to repeatedly solve them and give the right answer. And without the word and prayer, you cannot solve your problem. If you solve the problem on your own without the word and prayer, you continually give wrong answer. And as you, this 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 5 says, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. Therefore, once sin is found, do not forget it, but pray earnestly. Then the Holy Spirit will teach us where we are wrong and how to write the correct answer, just like a private tutor. For example, there is someone who makes things difficult for you. He seems to dislike you, only speaking hurtful words. When you see him, you become tense without even realizing it. When you try to speak and act kindly, his heart doesn't seem to change at all. Even you yourself try to change, but the other person seems to be the same. You expect another person to be changed as well, but it doesn't happen. The situation seems to be the same. Then you may feel discouraged, but but instead of blaming them and agonizing yourself, apply the truth to your situation and pray. Remember how Jesus bore the cross without resentment or hatred toward anyone. As you pray from this, from the heart this way, the Holy Spirit lets you realize that your fear of the other person came from judgment and condemnation. When another person feels fearful, but is the, it may be because you judge that person, he is such an evil person, he is such a strong person, he doesn't like me. Because you misunderstand that person, you, and you may also find him fearful. You have to know that this comes from judgment and condemnation, and the Holy Spirit reminds you of judgment and condemnation. Then at some point, you begin to feel pity, and toward him, you realize his blunt way of speaking is just a habit, yet I got hurt by myself and assumed that he hated me. Pray like this for several weeks or a few months in some cases, and you will feel your heart, which was once hard, becoming soft. In relationship with others, we have many misunderstandings and judgment. And you see someone and think that, he's upset. And when another person doesn't greet you warmly, and you may think, he must be having ill feelings against me. And because you judge, you continue to feel uncomfortable. But if you greet another person more warmly, I mean, I hope that you think in the truth. And you have to think about what kind of person you are and how would Father God look at you. And I hope that your operations of the soul will become the spiritual ones. I hope you also as Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 26 says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of a stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. The Holy Spirit will help you quickly achieve a beautiful heart. When you pray without ceasing, as you strive to discover yourself and keep praying earnestly to cast off sins and evil, at some point, you'll become able to give the right answer where we once wrote the wrong one. As we deeply examine the sins we have committed, we can find various sinful natures connected to them. There are many sinful natures connecting to one, and we must earnestly pray to cast off the forms of evil discovered. And as we continue to talk about concrete efforts to cast off sins and evil, please remember James chapter 1 verse 22. And as we beloved brothers and sisters, in the first session, I exhorted you to find the problems to which you repeatedly give wrong answers and diligently work on casting them off first. Even though you have many sinful natures and forms of evil, as you remove what is most evident first, you will eventually cast off all. As we try, we have to make concrete efforts to achieve faster change. And the first thing you have to do is, what sins and evil have and about the sins and evil you have discovered, you have to it is not that I am too evil to be changed or change is too hard, so it cannot happen. The reason change has been slow is that although there was a desire to change, there was no specific and positive effort. In your heart, in your mind, you want to achieve sanctification, and you want to, even though you have out in the world, people have big dreams, but if they don't practice, it's no use. He may only have big visions and don't say anything, and people may consider him a con artist. There are people who say this and that. In order to be sanctified, you have to discover yourself in detail and demonstrate efforts to cast off sins and evil. As you make efforts, some of you may say, I am... And... in making specific efforts, the first thing you must do is find the situations and people that often reveal your sin and evil. In the last session, we talked about discovering the deep-rooted, deep root. If you have found the sins you repeat, like irritation, resentment, hatred, or gossiping, then you must identify the common situations where they frequently appear and the specific people toward whom you show such evil. Our daily life usually includes similar people and similar events, so the things that bother us or make us annoyed are also similar. Even in new situations or with new people, the same mistake appear because our heart and deeds remain unchanged. And some people, when they make up their mind, you may think that if your situation changes, you may also change. But this is so mistaken. Like when you move to another country and you meet new people and new environment, and when you start a new life, then would you become a man of spirit? No. You are the same. So even if your environment or people around you changes, you cannot, and you don't automatically change. You have to make efforts to change. And then you can actually practically find yourself changed. And it's up to us, up to our... And thus, precisely recognize the sins and evil you repeat and look back on your day or recent events. Identify the moments when you often felt uncomfortable or annoyed, when conflicts arose or when you became distressed. For example, you've noticed that you frequently feel irritated, become angry, and speak harshly. Then think about when you usually get married. If you've noticed that you frequently feel irritated, become angry, and speak harshly, then think about when you usually get irritated. Some husbands get irritated when their wife serves dinner late after they come home, or when the house is not clean. Let's say they're so hungry and they come home and there's no... all the side dishes are not to his liking, and he feels annoyed. And once you discover your irritation, you have to discover when or how or where you show irritation. they have to find what situations trigger irritation, reflect on them, and continue to pray about them. Like when husband comes home, when he finds the tag, and let's say husbands, if you and in a certain situation the irritation comes out and you give excuses, you say things like, I worked hard all night, I worked so hard to feed my family, I labored a lot, as I come home, I found the room so messy. His wife is you, that's how you feel irritated. You may have your own reasons, but as you look back on yourself and you realize that you are very quick to show irritation, even though and this is self-reflection, and you think about yourself and you find yourself narrow-minded. This is you're doing good in the truth, but you shouldn't stop there. You shouldn't stop at just saying that, I won't do that again. But you have to pray upon it, and you have to, and you may, I mean, you may pray. You pray, Father, I am so irritation over food. I am so narrow-minded. Please help me. You have to pray in detail. But if you pray vaguely, if you pray without a focus, there's a difference in the level of earnestness as you. And the sins that were revealed in you and how they are repeatedly revealed, you have to reflect on it and find them out. And this is the, then some parents get irritated and raise their voice when their child uses a phone at mealtime. They have to realize speaking irritably will not change my child. I became angry because I felt offended and I only hurt my relationship with him. Because you are upset, you show anger, and the relationship between you and your children it hurts your relationship. And you may think, and so you may give excuses that I show irritation for the well-being of my child. So you have to reflect by applying the truth. And you parents, and because you have to speak loudly, and when it repeats, and your children will not ultimately listen to you, as they went through puberty, they also argue back at you. And you have to think that your way is effective or not. You cannot change your child that way. And you also have to realize that it all comes from your ill feelings. It also comes from your anger, and you have to reflect on it and pray upon it. I have to say, Father, because my child doesn't study well, I spoke loudly, I became angry. As you pray that way, the Holy Spirit will give you an awakening and lets you remember how you are a mischievous boy. And and you have to then you are with such efforts, you then ultimately you can give the right answer. And as you pray, when your children doesn't listen to you, when your children seems to go astray, you can pray, Father, please hold on to my child. Let him not fall into the world. Please help him discern things. You have to pray and protect them by the power of prayer. And then he will listen to you. In some situation, if you blame another person, you cannot solve the problem the right way. You will continue to give the wrong answer. And you have to also think whether your after hearing a sermon about the importance of words, you may realize I speak negatively a lot, but you must now stop there. Instead of saying I realize it and even prayed, but I'm not changing, you have to deeply reflect. You have to find the common situations where you sigh and say, it won't work, I can't. A negative person always talk about negative things, and they have to admit themselves and admit that they can show irritation at any time. Check whether it happens when you receive new tasks or when you are corrected. When you see someone doing better than you and receiving compliments, do you feel discouraged and have negative thoughts? When another person is complimented and is doing better, you have to have a good heart of rejoicing together. But when you see him being praised, you may have fleshly thoughts, and you will figure out that it is not. If you have such negative thoughts, this is the work of the Satan, then you have to cut it off by the truth. You have to say, no, this is Father, God is my Father. And I will become renewed by the Word of God. And then you have to rejoice with the truth when another person is complimented. And you know, you have to know that when other people are doing better, you cannot be better at everything. And you can also have your own areas where you are better. As you meditate on it in the truth, and you can cut off the negative thoughts, in your Christian life, you may have your ups and downs. You have to figure out why you have such ups and downs. You have to discover such a situation. You have to know when you lose the fullness and become discouraged. And then you pray more deeply. And then Once you discover such areas, you can pray in more detail and more deeply. Before, you may have merely prayed, God, I speak negative a lot. Please help me make confessions of faith. Now you can pray. When something new comes, I feel intimidated and think and speak negatively. Please help me look to the Lord who gives me strength, cast off the thought that I cannot do it, and not complain with my lips. You can pray in detail like that. As you identify how the evil in you is revealed in daily life and the situations where you frequently give wrong answers, you can pray specifically and prepare in advance. Your life, you may give wrong answers in the, and you have to prepare. You gave a wrong answer today, today, and then what? That way, you can correct the wrong answers. And when we act or speak with evil, it is toward people. When you commit sins and evil, you can commit sins and evil on your own, but you can also do that against another person. You have... And you may have, when we act or speak with evil, it is toward people. Not only hatred, but irritation, anger, and complaints are often directed at the same person. When you have irritation, you wouldn't do that to your boss or people in the higher position. You would do that to people who you are comfortable with. And you can discover that your irritation is directed at that person. And then you... It may be because you feel comfortable with them, or because you are not compatible with them in the work or personality, or because they don't do things the way you want. But whatever you are giving the wrong answer, you are in the wrong, not the other person. If you get irritated, criticize, and speak in this way, if you recognize your evil revealed in relationship with others, pray and reflect on it, this helps you change.
But being able to look at yourself requires you to be in a... You should be in a pretty high level spiritually. When people have conflict, when such things happen repeatedly, people tend to blame others. They don't try to discover the problems from themselves, but they blame others because he did it, I did it. They continually think that way. Then they can never become sanctified. You can never become be called a man of truth. In relationship with others, when you get angry repeatedly at someone, you repeatedly get angry at someone. And why do I get angry?
I show temper, this is a sin. But did he really make me angry? Why he offended me? He said hurtful words. But why do I have such hurtful words? Why? Which words are hurtful words for me? When he gives me a rebuke, I'm offended. But then you have to fix the heart of not wanting to receive a rebuke. You only want to receive compliment, and you don't want to receive a rebuke. When you are rebuked, you give excuses and reasons, and then you have a conflict. You have to exactly find your problem. When sins and evil revealed, you have to discover what is wrong from you. That's how you have to solve your problems. Wrong answers.
Suppose you are a manager, you may feel close to some employees and not to others. That itself is not wrong. You may have some people whom you are close to you or not. Yet, if you overlook the same mistake and explain it kindly to someone you are close to, but speak with irritation and do not explain it well to someone you are not close to, this is clearly evil. There are many people of this kind. When someone commit the same mistake, if it's close to you, you just overlook it. And out in the world, there are many such cases. And people, when you don't like someone, this is clearly evil. If you are doing this, you are evil. If you are not, worldly people can do that because when someone is close to them, they act differently. But because we are the men of truth, we shouldn't do that. If you are an unbeliever, you may just let it pass or blame the person you are not close to. But we are the people of the truth. So we must discover and cast off evil through such situations. We should find the unfair and biased heart, irritation and dislike, and even the reason why we dislike that person. Why? You also have to think why you don't like that person whom you are not close to. And when a person whom you are close to, because he compliments you a lot and you like that person, and that means you have to look at things in the truth, and then it will help you discover the problems for your transformation. If the reason is that he often makes mistakes and causes trouble in the work, then ask yourself, what if he was my own child? We must have a heart that understands and embraces him. You have to pray to have a heart of understanding and embracing others. And when that person makes a mistake, we must try to speak more warmly and treat them kindly. I also, as the head of the church, as I carry out my duties, there are employees who makes achievement, but there are also people who don't make achievement. And hard worker, those people who have achievement, but if I don't like the people who don't make achievement, this is not the problem, their problem, but my problem. You may. But if I have a self-centered thinking, self-centered way, I may have discomfort. And But these church workers don't intentionally make me troubled, even though they try to work hard because their work performance is not good, and they cannot make achievement. So I realize that I shouldn't feel uncomfortable, but I have to wait for them and look at them with love. And even if we realize the right answer, we have to pray. We have to pray like, Father, I please help me understand even those workers who don't, whose work performance is not good. Please help me. As I pray and pray and my prayers are piled up, I become a person who can wait for them and think in better way, think in goodness. But if I, rather than thinking in my self-centered way, but we have wherever you are, please don't think in self-centered way, but please give the right answer. Solve the problem and give the right answer. Here is another example. There is a co-worker in church who seems to treat you carelessly. He frequently criticizes what you do, and when he has uncomfortable situations with others, he complains to you. Even though you don't express your feelings outwardly, you feel hurt after meeting with him. And that person, when he has trouble with others, he comes to you and complains to you. Then changing your relationship with this person into one of goodness and love is your current task for transformation. You have to pray upon it, and you have to focus on it. You have to devote yourself, devote your prayer to solving the problem. It is not that evil in you disappears if this person is gone. You may feel that if this person is gone, you will be always peaceful and your evil is gone. But it's not true. Rather, you should be thankful because your evil is revealed through that person. And as the shepherd said, you have to say to him, thank you, and even give him presents. You have to. You have to be thankful, and this is how transformation begins. And you have to try to solve the problem in the truth. You need to pray a lot to understand and love him. Anyone can maintain a good relationship with someone who agrees with them and treats them well. If you feel uncomfortable and irritated toward people who do not agree with you, it is because there is evil within you. So do not avoid such situations or people, but take them as opportunities to change. To love those you dislike and to turn uncomfortable and difficult situations into joy and thanks. This is how you transform and become sanctified. Today. And once you discover the major roots of sins and evil, and you have to also discover how such evil is revealed in what specific situation or towards whom. You have to find such situation, and you have to pray upon it, and you have to focus on them. And what situation and what kind of people? This is concrete efforts. This is today's message, and I have to do two more sessions about that, and we are just halfway through the sermon. And as I give such detailed explanation, I sometimes worry, would people think that this is too complicated? As she is explaining transformation, would they think that transformation is too complicated. But what I'm saying and what I'm explaining is this is kind of my habit. This is kind of part of my habit. So I don't find it difficult. I haven't been doing that. This is how I examine myself. So this doesn't bother me. As I do this process, I don't have any idle thoughts. I am just busy focusing on fixing. So I don't care. I don't have to care what other people, I don't have to care about other things. As I focus on my, but there are people who are busy with other things. But I hope you have such valuable thoughts, such spiritual thoughts. As you do this, you can more quickly change. So what I explained, I hope you practice a lot. Even though I share my know-hows, if you don't put it into practice, it is no use. You have to also practice it. You have to you have a lot of resentment, and once you have awakening, and you have to discover what situation and with what people such resentment or upsetting feeling reveals. And if and then you can become vigilant against the evil. And another thing you have to do is that you. You have to, as you try to meditate and reflect, and the Holy Spirit will help you and remind you of the situation or the people with whom your evil is revealed. Other people have. I hope you find them out, pray upon them in detail, and have an opportunity to change yourself so that you can be. Let's reflect on today's message in our prayer.
Hallelujah, our Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious and infectious diseases and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu go away. May you protect them from all diseases, heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pain go away, including backache, headache, and neuralgia. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. All burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. Cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning. Make their dead nerves and cells regenerate. Make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants, go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness, go away. Darkness be driven away, and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast off sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to your glory, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, "I've met and experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.